Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Friday morning. I'm Bill Fantini. This time, how would you grade your boss and how to stop helping hackers? Those stories as we continue.
You're an entrepreneur, not an accountant, but it's always the same story. You make your hobby your business, all of a sudden you're a business owner. Instead of doing what you love, you're tracking your time, creating invoices, collecting receipts, and chasing clients down for payment. With FreshBooks, you can save yourself from a ton of headaches. FreshBooks can create professional-looking invoices, track your time, capture expenses, and get real-time business reports. Start your 30-day free trial today. Go to GetFreshBooks.com, and don't forget to enter WSJ Your Money Matters in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Bad bosses are a classic cause of grief at the workplace, but just how common are they? A survey for the employment website CareerBuilder.com finds 63% of respondents assigned top marks to their bosses, but 14% graded the boss an E or an F.
Those were people who weren't really in the loop. These were the people who felt like they were on the fringe of the team, who weren't involved in the planning, and just weren't in the day-to-day.
CareerBuilder.com senior advisor Michael Irwin says the polling indicates communication is key to a successful employer-employee relationship.
That really ranked high. People who ranked their bosses in that A or B level were really somebody who was talking to them on a regular basis.
Meanwhile, says Irwin, 22% of those surveyed said that the boss asked them to do something that was not job related.
If you look at the one where it says an asked an employee to fire a colleague and then drive them home, and another was asked to buy personal items on their account so their spouse didn't see it, these definitely are more personal things.
As we continue, are you helping hackers?
Leaving the country on business takes a lot of planning. Bringing your data plan doesn't. With T-Mobile's Simple Choice for Business plan, you'll get unlimited data in over 100 countries automatically. There's no changing plans and no extra charges. Just get off the plane and go. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
In the last decade, hackers have illegally accessed more than a billion consumer records. Adam Levin of Credit.com says many of us are making the job easier by posting certain information on Twitter and Facebook.
With such an enormous treasure trove of data in the hands of fraudsters and identity thieves, do you really need to provide additional personal information to them every day through social networking sites? Here are four things you shouldn't do. You shouldn't post your full date of birth. Do you really need thousands of people you may or may not know sending birthday greetings every year referencing your new age? In the hands of an identity thief, your birthday is a powerful tool. You shouldn't post your address. Often you don't realize that posting a geotagged photograph or selfie with your home, new car, or newest painting in the background can pique the interest of a burglar or provide a crucial piece of personal information to an identity thief. You shouldn't post travel plans. You shouldn't share your itinerary with potential stalkers, identity thieves, and burglars. Better to post the memories than pre-announce or report travel exploits in real time. You shouldn't mindlessly give up seemingly harmless pieces of personal information. People love online quizzes, and they're happy to share things like their favorite color, mother's maiden name, first pet, and the name of the street where they grew up. But all of these pieces of information are potential website security questions. To you, they're disconnected fun facts. To a fraudster, they're nuggets of gold. Your identity is your asset. It's a commodity to an identity thief. Protect it as if it were your currency, because it is. I'm Adam Levin. Come to Credit.com and take control of your credit.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.